Thank you, Dr. Austin. Father Burrow and members of the College of the Holy Cross community, I am honored to be here today on this auspicious occasion as you inaugurate your 32nd president, and Father Philip Burrows takes his rightful place in the community of college and university presidents. I can tell you without any doubt and with total surety that you have chosen well in your appointment of Father Burrows. In the short time that I have known him, it is clear to me that he is a man of extraordinary intelligence, incredible experience, amazing energy, and limitless compassion. Even more, he is a man of deep faith, unquestionable integrity, and a powerful vision. I am pleased to have him as my colleague, and you are fortunate to have him as your president. But I am not here to simply praise Father Burrows. I am here to bring him and all of you greetings from the Colleges of the Worcester Consortium. Unfortunately, I cannot honor that request because that is not enough. It is true that Father Burrows and the College of the Holy Cross are a key part of the Worcester Consortium, a fabric woven with private colleges and public institutions, mid-sized universities and small colleges, a higher education community that numbers 12 institutions and over 30,000 students. So on behalf of these colleges and universities, their faculty, staff, students, and my colleague presidents, I wish you well as you lead this great institution. But that is not enough. It is also true that Father Burrows and the College of the Holy Cross are part of the unique and special community of Catholic colleges and universities in America, a community that numbers and includes well over 200 institutions and over 1 million students, sponsored by congregations of religious women and men, Catholic dioceses, and all responding to a wide spectrum of educational needs and interests in service to the common good. So on behalf of all the Catholic colleges and universities, I wish you well as you sustain, promote, and actualize the unique Catholic mission of your Jesuit roots, inspired by Bishop Fenwick and begun in this place in 1843 by Father Milady. But that is not enough. Because Father Burrows is more than a Jesuit president, a Catholic college president, a College of the Worcester Consortium president. Today he joins the long and distinguished lineage of all of higher education. The first universities were created in the 13th century, and they were all originally Catholic. The medieval European universities were first developed in Italy and Bologna and Padua, in Spain and Salamanca and Alcala, in France and Paris, and in England and Oxford. We are part of a long and rich tradition, a tradition of higher education that has existed for well over 700 years, that owes its birth to the Catholic intellectual tradition, a tradition which we share with all the great Catholic institutions of the world, and a tradition which we celebrate today. So in reality, it is only right and finally sufficient that I bring Father Burrows and all of you greetings from the universities of Bologna and Padua in Italy, the University of Salamanca and Alcalá in Spain, the University of Paris, and Oxford University. Always remember that you are part of a 700-year tradition of excellence in higher education throughout the world. As the president of the College of Holy Cross, you have joined the first family of higher education, and today we welcome you. Thank you.